Introduction to the study of the Ten Sefirot, the writings of Baal HaSulam, page 297, item 49. Writings of Baal HaSulam, page 297, item 49.
Perhaps we should start from item 45.
45, no problem. It's not a sin, no problem.
Okay, page 296, the writings of Baal HaSulam, introduction to the study of the Ten Sefirot, item 45. When we closely examine the attainment of providence that people come to sense, we find four kinds there. Each and every kind receives specific providence by the Creator, in a way that there are four discernments in the attainment of providence here. In fact, there are only two. One, concealment of the face. Two, and revelation of the face. But they are divided into four. There are two discernments in providence of concealment of the face, which are, one, single concealment, two, and concealment within concealment, and two discernments in the providence of revelation of the face, panim, which are three, providence of reward and punishment, four, and eternal providence, as they will be explained below.
Questions? If not, then no. We continue onwards. What are you looking at me for? Read again.
Again, item 45. When we closely examine the attainment of providence that people come to sense, we find four kinds there. Each and every kind receives specific providence by the Creator, in a way that there are four discernments in the attainment of providence here. In fact, there are only two. One, concealment of the face. Two, and revelation of the face. But they are divided into four. There are two discernments in providence of concealment of the face, which are, one, single concealment. Two, and concealment within concealment. And two discernments in the providence of revelation of the face, which are, three, providence of reward and punishment, four, and eternal providence.
But we need to understand that it's four discernments of providence on those who feel the providence. Even the feeling of double concealment is still the feeling of providence, that I am in the world of the upper force and I have connection to him, which is called the providence of concealment within concealment, double concealment. And not that I, like a person on the street, that I'm disconnected from the Creator and saying that this is concealment. No, it's not concealment. He doesn't feel that it's concealment. Even double concealment, he needs to understand and feel that this is concealment. Let's continue on and we'll see.
Item 46. The verse says, then my anger shall be kindled against them in that day, and I will forsake them, and I will hide my face from them, and they shall be devoured, and many evils and troubles shall come upon them. So that they will say in that day, are not these evils come upon us because our God is not among us? And I will surely hide my face in that day for all the evil which they have done, for they have turned to other gods. When you examine these words, you will find that in the beginning it states, then my anger shall be kindled, and I will hide my face, meaning one concealment. Afterwards it states, and many evils and troubles shall come upon them, and I will surely hide my face, meaning double concealment. We must understand what is this double concealment.
We need to understand in general what's concealment, what's revelation, double revelation, double concealment, because it all speaks towards a person. right? So what does it mean in the feeling of a person? Single concealment, single revelation, double revelation. Right? These four degrees of attaining the providence of the Creator on me. So in what state am I in? Am I under a state of providence or not? I don't know. If you don't know, then you're not under a state of, under providence. You're disconnected from the Creator. Meaning, the feeling of double concealment, which is attaining the lowest point of providence, that too is still above us. Okay?
No, Amnon,
you're sitting silently there. Okay, keep doing it. Yes.
Item 47. We must first understand the meaning of the face of the Creator, about which the writing says, I will hide my face. It can be thought of as a person who sees his friend's face and knows him right away. However, when he sees him from behind, he is not certain of his identity. He might doubt, perhaps he is another and not his friend. So is the matter before us. Everyone knows and feels that the Creator is good and that it is the conduct of the good to do good. Hence, when the Creator generously bestows upon His creations, it is considered that His face is revealed to His creations. This is because then everyone knows and senses Him, since he behaves according to his name, as we have seen above regarding open providence.
Meaning, that's clear, that if the Creator is revealed as his name is, good that does good, I don't know what that is, but I guess it's good that does good, that's revealed. So, the revelation is revealed. But it's all to explain to us what is the concealed providence.
Item 48. Yet, when he behaves with his creations, the opposite of the above mentioned, meaning when they suffer afflictions and pains in his world, it is considered the posterior of the Creator. This is because His face, meaning His complete attribute of goodness, is entirely concealed from them, and this is not a conduct that suits His name. It is like a person who sees his friend from behind, and might doubt and think, perhaps he is another. The writing says, then my anger shall be kindled, and I will hide my face from them. During the anger, when people suffer troubles and pains, it means that the Creator is hiding His face, which is His utter benevolence, and only His posterior is revealed. In that state, great strengthening in his faith is required to beware of thoughts of transgressions, since it is hard to know him from behind. This is called one concealment.
Meaning that he is in doubt if he has connection to the Creator or not. So that is considered single concealment. Go on. Are there questions? If there are, please go ahead. Nivot.
What kind of torments do you find in one concealment?
That I can't identify the Creator as good that does good always. I identify Him from within my vessels, which are not corrected as they should be. And that is why I'm not face-to-face, panim be-panim, with the Creator. And that is considered that I need to change myself to reach revelation. Partial revelation, momentarily, revelation which is momentary, or this kind of providence, once that is in good, once that is in bad, and still that can't, I can't determine it. I see the posterior of the Creator, but it's...
Is it true to say that the concealment we're talking about here is not the concealment which we call concealment, which we spoke of, let's say, this morning, that the concealment is that thing that gives us the ability to choose? It's not the same thing?
No, no. Here it's spiritual. For us, it's, you could say, intellectual concealment. Yes.
Can it be said that it's like identifying that there's none else besides him, but not the good who does good yet?
So how do you identify that it's none else besides
him? I identify that it is the single force operating, but sometimes I see it as a positive force or negative force. So when it's a negative force, then it's in concealment, but I still identify that there's none else besides him, and this is the concealment we're talking about here?
For now, let it be that way, but it's not realistic. You can't identify the Creator as being not good.
So it's not clear what is the concealment we're speaking of.
Meaning that's why it's called concealment. Because he doesn't identify the Creator. And to the extent that it's of concealment, he experiences evil.
He ascribes it to a different force. This is idolatry somehow.
Yes. There is a lot to talk here. What do you want to add?
He writes in Concealment and Revelation of the Face of the Creator that the first concealment is that his face of the Creator are not revealed, meaning the Creator does not behave with him according to his name of the good who does good. But God forbid, it is to the opposite. He receives from him torments. And I skip a little, but it does not fail by saying that all that came to him from blind faith or from nature without any calculation or reason. Rather, he strengthened in his belief that the Creator turned to him all his incidents. And anyway, he sees the posterior of the Creator.
He is not teaching him, in short. The Creator is teaching him, in short. Yes.
It seems as if everything he describes here, the 4 degrees of how you relate to the upper force, these are phases of how the Creator is advancing. Rather, this is a kind of a ruler through which a person advances here and there in his spiritual advancement, otherwise you can't understand this.
Right.
So a person can be already in a certain degree, and all of a sudden, from eternal providence to descend to a reward of providence, of reward and punishment.
Like Shimon from the Shuk, between all these degrees, he always is. But because the foundations are changing in him, he's correcting them and correcting them. But when he corrects them, then it's impossible for it to have only... It always has to be one in comparison to the other, lightness and darkness. That's why, where is it written that according to concealment, he now understands that he has a degree of, where? No, something else, go on.
Zohar for all, according to the measure of the size of the face of the panim of the degree, so is the measure of the greatness of its posterior. And the dwelling of the posterior is a call and invitation for the dwelling of the face. Therefore, they knew if the concealment of the posterior they have attained, through this they knew their measure of revelation that they are about to attain. It is said, Rabbi Shimon heard that he was called Shimon and not Rabbi Shimon, meaning the dwelling of the posterior, which is a call, a clarion, was so strong until he lost all his degrees and he became a simple person. He became Shimon from the market, and he acknowledged that this is a call and invitation to a very high invitation, attainment of the face.
Yes.
So in the beginning of letter item 45, he says, when we closely examine the feeling that comes to people, so the question is, when a person enters that attainment of this, of providence?
Whenever he has connection with the Creator. What do you mean? Just like if you know someone, you know how they treat you and all of the relationships between each other. So that's it. All it is, it talks about the scrutiny of the relationship. The Creator is revealed to you more or less according to your vessels. Yes?
If a person hadn't reached yet a clear sensation, but he studies and he understand intellectually things, he's making intellectual efforts for there's none else besides him, so where is he here?
He isn't. He's not here.
So he's still outside of that ruler, right?
Yeah, of course. Yes, Oren.
What is concealed in concealment within concealment?
What's concealed in concealment within concealment is that the Creator is watching over me through goodness.
And what is concealed in a single concealment?
Also that the Creator is watching over me through goodness. In concealment, within concealment, then his attitude too is concealed from me. Meaning that it is him that's accompanying me. And in single concealment is that he is accompanying me through suffering, that I can't justify them. In the truth is, the Creator is always with panim, with face, but we conceal him with our four faces. Double concealment, single and single providence or double providence. We do that. Go on. Yes.
It seems from the explanation that even concealment is a spiritual degree.
Of course.
And the entire wisdom of Kabbalah was meant for a very small group of people. As it is written, the secret of the Lord is for those who fear Him. And you understand that this, we're not talking about common people, rather we're talking about someone who understands that there's a Creator. But my question is different. You said that in the Ten, it is concealed from us how much we are dependent on each other. You said that we hold each other and we don't feel how dependent we are of each other. We don't feel how much we miss out because we don't feel how interdependent we are. And it looks like a very low degree on this scale. So what should we do in order to change our situation?
On every single degree, we have an attitude of disregard, of disrespect between a person to his ten. In every single degree, every single state. Like the students of Rabbi Shimon wanted to kill each other. It's on every degree. But our problem is that we are not aware of this and we're not going to overcome this. That's the question. What will we do with that? I'm sitting, fine, everyone acts like gentlemen, with their gloves on, talking, saying l'chaim when they need to, asking, everything is subordinated, everything is with grace. Following the, behavior code. And that's a problem. Each one is maintaining their own honor and the honor of their neighbor, and that's why they don't want to get into some kind of, it won't be nice if we come too close to one another. It's not accustomed to do that in society. It's a problem. Yes.
Yesterday you said something troubling in the lesson. You said that we're firmly connected according to the order of times. Some concerning saying about how do we break it? How do we come to, like, you have a natural love towards your child?
That is the work of the ego. The Creator is between us and He's not letting us connect. The Creator is between us, and if you won't ask of Him correctly, then He won't move and He won't give you connection to the friends. He is the one that's disturbing. He Himself. Yes.
Yesterday, in our tens meeting, we felt that there are great friends in the ten. Everyone is an example, but everyone has his inner twist of what is important for him. For one, it's the schedule. For one to another, to demonstrate life. Everyone remained in his opinion, and nothing breaks in the connection between us. We need everyone to make concessions in order to pour himself into the ten, connect himself into the ten, and put the main thing there and not in him. These are friends who are studying, have been studying for a long time. They're great friends, but everyone needs to break something within him to make some concession. We're not beyond that point. We do everything it takes, but something needs to happen for things to change. It's pretty frustrating. There's a feeling that it doesn't depend on us anymore. Perhaps in time, perhaps the Creator, I don't know.
You want advice instead of many words?
Yes.
Turn to the Creator. Period. That's it. Turn to Him. Nothing other than that will help. Let's continue. Yes, Gilad.
He writes what revelation is. He said that everyone knows and feels the Creator, that He is good, and it is the conduct of the good to do good.
Yes.
What's the difference between being good and the conduct of the good to do good?
Good is in general, and on the individual is that he does good, that I always receive, and that now too I am constantly, all the time, you could say, we're all the time at the state of the end of correction. And you've taken from the old. There's no difference between now and the end of correction, only that it's revealed gradually in your individual state, from your individual attainment. But you're also in that state now. Don't think that you're becoming distant from sanctity, God forbid. Yes.
He talks here in many. Everybody know and feel the Creator that it is good, and this is the conduct of the good to do good. This is already revelation.
Yes, yes.
He's not saying a person, individual, feels it. He says everybody knows. Therefore, when the Creator is benevolent to His creations, then it is regarded that His face are revealed to His creations. So only that, when you see that is good for everyone, that means...
That's the revelation of the face. No, did you find it?
Baal HaSulam, and you have hemmed me from behind and before. Don't imagine that you are distancing from sanctity, God forbid, because whatever comes to your mind will not be. So said the Lord, if it is not with a mighty hand, and so on, for no one will be absent from me. And everything turns into sanctity to it, back to its root. And therefore, even though it seems that the horse is leading his rider as he wishes, but the truth is not so. Rather, it is the rider who is leading the horse to his destination. Therefore, now in the present, it is not revealed, but only in the future, and understand. It turns out that in this aspect, this is also connection, but back to back, meaning not in the desire of the dresser or the one who dresses. And those who do his desire, meaning those who reveal his desire in the present, they are connected face to face in the goodwill of the dresser and the one who is dressing. And understand, because this Bechina specifically is his desire.
The desire of the desire, okay?
Moskva.
На любой вопрос сегодня вы говорите.
For every question today, when you're asked a question, what to do, you say turn to the Creator or raise a prayer. If I don't know what the Creator is, if I don't feel Him, and probably I'm not even in double concealment or concealment within concealment. What does it mean to turn to the Creator, to pray to Him? It means to do what?
So let me ask you in return, what does it mean? When can you turn to the Creator? What do you need for that?
Денис.
Для этого нужно, чтобы его не хватало.
For that, I need to miss him.
To miss him. Do you not feel that you are lacking connection with him?
Я не уверен, что это можно назвать чувством.
I'm not sure you can say it. It means to feel.
Do you not believe that if you turn to him, then you are influencing your fate?
I
understand it intellectually. I can make such an effort in my mind.
Okay, so that's enough. That's what it's written. So that everyone shall know, not talking about anything else. And as soon as you know that the Creator arranges your life, but you feel in this life bad, then you turn to someone that arranges your life. He did it on purpose, so you will turn to him and you disrespect the connection with him. So how can you then cry or bring some kind of complaint? He gives you now the possibility to reach out to him. He ruins your life to an extent, a little bit, to have a reason to come to him.
No.
Well.
So it turns out that this intellectual effort of mine directed at the Creator, or when we gather together and we say, okay, let's turn to the Creator, and everyone is internally focused and builds a request from this unknown force, this is enough, this is the prayer.
Yes, start from that. Demand a response, and if not, then you'll understand that the response can be stronger if you turn through the group. Then you'll already have reason to connect to the others. But start with that. Without turning to the Creator, there is nothing.
Allah.
Next.
Page
287,
item 49. However, when troubles and torments accumulate to a great extent, it causes a double concealment, which the books name concealment within concealment. It means that even his posterior is not seeing, meaning they do not believe that the Creator is angry with them and punishes them, but attribute it to chance or to nature, and come to deny his providence in reward and punishment. This is the meaning of the verse, and I will surely hide my face, for they have turned to other gods. That is, they become heretic and turn to idol worshipping.
Ma.
What?
What's the difference between single concealment and double concealment with respect to the work in the ten?
We're not talking about a ten, we're talking about the Creator. That you want to say the following. When I work in the ten, what connection is there between me and the ten, to the connection between me and the Creator? Also, I'm in double concealment or single concealment or one or single revelation or double revelation. I'm in a ten, and I'm also in such states with the Creator or not. What does it mean to be in double concealment with a friend? double revelation with the friends. These are different levels of connection. To the extent that I connect to the others that way, to that extent I connect to the Creator. So what's your question?
So what's the difference between a single concealment and a double concealment in the connection between the friends?
The depth of connection, as much as our desires are connected.
What does it mean that he turned to other gods or heresy in the work with the friends, if this is still attainment, as he writes? This is still a kind of connection, but what does it mean that they hang it on a pure chance or nature?
That they already don't have connection with the Creator, since they are not connected, as there is now between you.
But we're not yet in this kind of connection of attainment. We're even detached, as you have said. So when we will have a connection of attainment?
Where will you have attainment? The connection between you? Well,
so what's the difference between such a connection between us, which is double concealment, or one concealment?
In order to have connection in double concealment, you need to be in connection, first of all. And then, from that connection, you need to reach the feeling of connection which is in double connection, meaning it's a sensation of the lack of connection on a higher degree, because we're speaking from below upwards, that you will feel that you are not in connection with a degree that is above it. That is considered double concealment.
So you might say that we will feel that there is no connection between us. We will come to such a feeling that there is no connection between us, and also there is no connection with the Creator.
Right.
And then when we'll rise one degree, we will feel at least there's a connection between us.
And the Creator is already in some form of revelation. Revelation and concealment, single concealment.
Ken.
Yes.
What is the order? First concealment and then double concealment, or the other way around?
First double concealment. Double concealment, then single concealment, then revelation, and then eternal providence.
What's the difference between double concealment to someone who's entirely not in spirituality?
He doesn't feel concealment. He doesn't feel concealment. It doesn't draw him in or awaken him. He doesn't yet have vessels. Concealment is attainment. Attainment. He does not yet attain. He doesn't even have the illumination of the posterior. You have that?
Again, in concealment of the revelation of the face of the Creator, he writes about the second concealment, meaning a concealment within concealment, which means that he does not even see the posterior of the Creator, but he says that the Creator forsaken him and does not look after him. And all the torments he receives, he says it is just out of blind faith and nature, but he still sees that the Creator had forsaken him and does not look after him. And that's the entire difference? So why is the Creator anyway? If I say that he had left me and hanging in pure chance, then the entire perception of the Creator is mistaken. So what kind of an entertainment is it?
I don't know by what you mean when you say Creator.
What does he mean by double concealment when he identifies that the Creator had forsaken him? What Niv just read, it's not clear. How can you identify the Creator and say that he had left you?
You don't identify him, you identify that there is an upper force which you depend on. That's it. Or that this connection too disappears, and then it's all nature. What we have no more. There is nothing that connects me to nature between give and take.
After you enter spirituality, is there a lower descent than a double concealment, or is it the lowest descent?
Detachment. Double concealment is attainment. Only it's attainment of concealment. Double concealment.
So Shimon from the market is not here in one of these four phases.
Why not?
because he is detached. This is the highest level of detachment.
That he feels that he's detached, and that's why he understands that from this degree, he can already rise to Atik.
So in spirituality, you can come out from double concealment?
From within that concealment that is now revealed, he learns that this is a concealment that comes prior to attainment of a higher degree.
So after you enter spirituality, you never leave those four stages. It is just up and down within those four phases?
Don't believe in yourself until the day you die. Until the will to receive isn't completely dead, then there is no insurance.
The first connection in the ten is when we have no connection with the Creator.
The first connection in the ten is that you commit to be connected because you want connection with the Creator. You just want it without any additional calculations. Connection with the Creator can be attained only if you are connected.
But the first revelation is that we have no contact with Him, and this is the first contact with Him.
I don't understand what you're saying.
You're saying that we start everything from a complete concealment where we have no contact with Him. What is the first point of connection in the ten?
The first point of connection that we attain, we are going towards connection.
No, which we attain.
That we attain this connection, we attain that if we connect as we are now, in some kind of incident, right? So by that, we give room for the Creator to be revealed between us, to give Him contentment. Only for that.
Kennedy.
Yes, Eddie.
The rules that Baal HaSulam presents here, concealment within concealment and revelation, it all refers to those who are on the path or to every person in the world.
What relation do they have to that? How can they reach that?
So, I feel that he's talking to us here. Now, who are the idol God that we turn to?
The laws of nature, that you don't relate them to a single force, that there is none else besides Him, but it seems to you that the world is in scattered forces.
But he says that the troubles come to us because we have turned to idol worshipping.
That you don't connect all of these matters with your existence and the existence of the world to a single root, to a single force, to a single dominance. That's the problem. That's the whole problem, to connect it, all of that, to single dominance. Okay? Just to the point. Yeah, you'll try. Yeah, you bring such things that...
You say that we should take off our gloves, the courtesy between us. On the other hand, there is no criticism in the ten, so how should we behave correctly to advance in the ten?
What do you mean, we mustn't have criticism in the ten?
We mustn't raise the left line more than half an hour a day, but on the other hand, we should take off our gloves. So how does it work together?
I'm not removing my gloves in order to hit you or something like that. No. I'm interested to constantly strengthen the connection between us. And that is why we can't strengthen the connection without criticism. So we need to rise to good, positive connection 23 and a half hours a day. And for half an hour, then you can criticize. Only then. That's it. Yes.
A student from Moscow is asking, what should I do in the 10 in order to reach from a beastly state to at least a feeling of double concealment?
Need to connect. You can't reach the smallest spiritual sensation, even if you don't have it, if you're not connected to the 10. Spirituality is attained only there. What, Vlad? No? Okay. This time you're satisfied. Okay.
Вина. Вина.
כן, יש שאלה לגבי...
I have a question about what you have said to what you have told Shai. First of all, in the letter of the degrees, there is double concealment, a single concealment, then double concealment. So my question is about the 10. A person who is more advanced, it is supposed to be harder for him to connect to the Creator, so he needs the 10 more. So you should be in double concealment first, before the single concealment. This is what Bala Sulam says.
Guys, all of these concealments or the concealments of revelations, they're past the barrier. After you start feeling the 10 and the Creator, because it's really one of the same. Let's wait until we reach that and not start speculating like this or like that, all right? We need to, as much as we can, we need to unite, to connect, and then reach the action. Europe.
Europe.
Is someone there? Yaakov or who?
Слышно?
Слышно.
Привет, Раф.
Hello, Rav. I heard that we can criticize if we are in the right line and 23 and a half hours a day. Otherwise, you say, or so I heard at least, that we shouldn't bring the left line into the group and the relationship between us. And criticism should only be self-criticism or self-calculation. So what is the right way to criticize? Can you give us an example of what is the right way to criticize the friends in the 10 or in the group? What are we talking about here?
It's very simple. It's very simple. You open this state of love, and you treat with love the other, and from that state of love, you also want to reach criticism. That's it. And then, you criticize correctly. Only then.
Now we would like to give you an update about the sequence of lessons in the Congress. So just a short introduction. On Monday this week, we had a workshop where we asked all the friends to relate to the flow of the lessons in the Congress. And we have received very active participation of the friends who send their suggestions to our email from the 10, and we worked with everything that came up. And now I would like to introduce the flow of the lessons during the Congress. So please put on the first slide. We're talking about the big Congress. So it's the World Kabbalah Convention 2020, the content of the first day, the lessons of the first day. The first lesson is there's none else besides him. It's not Sunday, it's the first day of the Congress, right? Yeah, the first day of the Congress. I would just mention that the first day is a day which is all the foundations, the sources. It ends with the cultural event of our teachers. This is a climax we want to reach. And then we've said, many friends said, that what other kind of foundation we had in the wisdom of Kabbalah, more than there's none else besides him. So we decided to start a Congress with that. And that will give the tone, the right tone about the rest, for the rest of the Congress. So we start with there's none else besides you. This is the main foundation of the wisdom of Kabbalah. And for that, the group has to reach a state which is called mutual guarantee, because we're all responsible for each other. And we force the Creator to be our guarantor. And from that place, in that kind of work, there are two actions that every friend must do. Make for yourself a Rav and buy yourself a friend, which is a preparation for the cultural event of our teachers, which will all be about the greatness of our teachers, starting from Abram to Rabbi Akiva, Rashbi, Deari Baal Shem Tov Baal Asulam Rabash. That will be that event which will seal the first day, okay? Now, from that point, we're moving on to the second day, so please show on the slide of the second day. The second day, we would like to dedicate it for the group, meaning you, the theme of the Congress is on the first day, everything revolves around our teachers. On the second day, everything revolves around the group. We start with the great rule of the group, love thy friend as thyself. This is the iron rule. This is the flag, the banner before the camp. We scrutinize this whole motion that constantly exists from hatred to love, which is revealed between the friends. We come to the understanding that only through the 10 we can reach the Creator. And if only through the 10 we can reach the Creator, then from here it's very clear that there's no other reality in the world but the friends. So there is no other reality in the world but the friends is meant for us to reach the Creator. And this is the preparation for the second culture event, which will revolve around the group of Bnei Baruch, since it was established through milestones since then till now, and looking forward. So this is the second day. The first event is our teachers. Second day is the group. And the third day is dedicated to dissemination to the people of Israel. We are starting the first lesson with my sons have defeated me. That is the state where we have gathered after the Desert Congress. People came from all kind of circles, including women, and in all that process, we were able to connect with the Creator. We had become a Kli where divinity dwells. We have reached that state of my sons have defeated me, and only then can we go out to the world. We called it to embrace the whole world. Like the quote of Rav Kook, I wish I could embrace the entire humanity into one body so I could embrace them. Israel is a conduit. Bnei Baruch is a spiritual conduit to the world, and that flows into the open event with a new audience, which is called Everything Stands on Love. This is a special event which is entirely directed at the new audience. So we would like to thank hundreds of friends from all over the world for their suggestions and participation, and we feel that there is a new flow of content, different.
I would like to join that, and I also want to awaken our friends that are all around the world. If each and every one, also in Israel, if you have the possibility to be inside, to be in the convention, then that's very important. Then you get inspiration, you get illumination, and not that you're, if a person has no choice, then he is somewhere far. And then the upper providence that arranged it that way, then it also cares for him accordingly. But if a person gets an opportunity to make an effort and he does not realize this, then that is for the worse for him. So again, that's why I'm saying and warning everyone that can come to the convention with his strength, with his forces, of course, not beyond help chaver. Then they should come. Because in the place where we all get together, then we are acting from the corporeal world. In that state, there we will have inspiration, and if you want to be included in that, then you have to come and be in that. And only if you're incapable of coming, in spite of all of your desire to come, then you stay in a remote place, and then that remote place, it doesn't make you distant from us. Yes, Gadi.
We have a friend in the 10 who asked for help from Help Chaver. And most of the chances, he won't get it.
Why?
That's what we think, because usually if you're from Israel, then you don't get much help. More from the world.
We need to see. Maybe it's a special case.
Maybe it is, but we think it's not. My question is, should we, as a ten, can we support such a friend?
No. No. You mustn't make any other calculations, but only the way it's accepted in our society. God forbid. By that, you're ruining everything. You start competing, and no. There are laws, and these laws apply to everyone. Is that clear? I think it's clear. Good. More. That's it. I'm happy that everything is clear. So I hope that all of our friends in every state, in every place in the world are trying to come, if it's possible. And then we hope that in the convention we will spread such a great force that we'll truly be able to break this wall that we have between us towards spirituality, to the Creator, the wall between our hearts. Yes, Oren?
Once a year, you go out, and before you, there are thousands of people. That happens only on the big Congress. How do you feel that kli before you?
I cover it with my force. I turn it into one kli. And that is who I speak to. I don't see people. I see this desire that is like this and going through inner changes in search, in hope. That's it. I don't see faces. If needed, then I focus myself and I see this and this and that, those that I need in order to... to focus the state on. But not that I see... Yes.
It's like a well, huge well in front of you.
Yep, that's what I feel, really. Not only I feel it, but I feel how it's built for a connection, how it's coming closer to connection, and how the Creator acts in it and is happy. It's like a child, like an embryo that needs to be born. How there's expectations and anticipation and so on. That's what I feel. That's how I feel this state. I hope that we'll enter the process of birth. We have the preparations in place, but we need to have contractions, this inner pressure from our side and external pressure from the Creator. And it will happen. Okay.
Daniel. Miot. No, no, no. והערננו בתורתך ודברנו לפותך ויחד דברנו לאבא ולירא את שמך והערננו בתורתך ודברנו